We do now a new sugya, related, but new, is related to the topic. Last week we were talking about the difference between the Ari Miklat and the Ari Levium. Right, that the Ari Levium only work if you have Das, to go there for safety. But the Ari Miklat work, the six work automatically. Right, the six work automatically. You don't need Das, right? So, as we said, those are defined as Ari Miklat. That's their identity. The other ones are just, they function that way, but essentially they're Ari Levium. Okay, so we're going to get into, there's one other difference between the Ari Miklat, the 6 and the 42. That's basically what we're going to get into, the difference in the 6 and the 42. So, to do it, let's look at the Mishnah. Mishnah starts in Yud Beis on the base. Yud Beis on the base. Okay? So, the bottom of the page, it says like this. Kiyotiba Rotseach Shegolo Lir Miklato. So Rotseach goes to Yer Miklat. Rotsu Anshehir Lechavdo. And the people of the city want to honor him. Yomar Lahem Rotseach Ani. You know I'm a murderer. Amrulo Afel Pikain. If they say I don't care, then you Kavam him. Nikoch Nemer Zedvar Rotseach. So on the summit there's a limud Zedvar Rotseach. This is the matter of the Rotseach. As long as you know that he's a Rotseach, so then you could honor him. Okay? Yeah, they want to give him respect. He's in Yer Miklat and they want to give him respect. So I guess he has to make it open and clear that he's a murderer. But if they want to give him respect anyways, you know, he's a popular guy, then he could take it. Okay, I don't know. It's interesting halacha, but it's not really what we're going to take up now. Okay? So that's it like this. Mailem hayu schar l'levium. So if the murderer, right, the rotseach, again, when I say murderer, but I mean Rotseach B'Shogeg. Not Rotseach Mezid. But the unintentional murderer, so when he goes to Ari Miklat, he says, Rashi, Mailim Ha'orim Schar L'Leviyim She Rotzchim Sochrim Mehem Es Bat Yadira. So basically the cities bring money to the Leviyim because the Rotzchim, the murderers, have to rent their houses. So if a murderer goes to Ari Miklat, so he's going to have to pay rent. So it's going to be a source of income for the Levium. Okay, so that's what it's saying. The Ari Miklat generate income for the Levium. Okay, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer Lohi Ma'alam Lohan Star. Rabbi Meir says no, there's no star, rent free. Okay, so if you're looking for a rent free, Yud Gimel Meraf Top should be top.
Yud Gimel
13A. A job. 10 minutes. What? Yeah, we're jumping. Speeding.
You
want
off the top?
Yeah, tippy top. Okay, so that's the question. Let's skip that part. Okay, fine. So that's basically the mission. The first one, so that's a halacha. It's a machloka. So do they have to pay rent? Okay, do they have to pay rent to the Levium, or do they not have to pay rent to the Levium? Rabbi Yehuda says they do, or Rabbi Meir says they don't. Okay? And look at Tosus. Tosus understands it a tiny bit different. Pirish Rotzchem Abam V'Darim Sham Tzrichim Lahalos Math Zarnun Elvim. He says it's not talking about rent, but it's talking about taxes. That the Yehuda is saying is they have to pay taxes to Elvim. The Lo Temak Zeres Hamelch Elvim La'akev Osam Biram. Because you might think, why would you think they don't have to pay taxes? I say there's a town tax for anyone who lives in the city. So what do you think they have to pay the tax? Why would you say not? Yeah,
they're like permanent sojourners, but they're not actually residents.
Okay. Okay, fine. But so what? You mean you're not a resident? Okay, fine.
They're there on extra.
Okay.
Circumstances.
Okay. Yeah, it seems like it was similar to what he's saying. He's saying you might say, "Listen, it's a gzeras hamelech that you have to stay here." So what? So what? What does he mean? You might think that they could say, since it's Gzeres HaMelech, since God says they have to stay in the city, therefore it's Gzeres HaMelech, the Levium have to keep them here. So therefore what? Why would he say that, therefore you shouldn't pay taxes? Okay, like I think Pshat is like Aaron and Yonah are saying, is that in general, it's you say, listen, you have to pay taxes. You don't like it, then don't live here. Look, no one says, you want to live in America, this is the deal, you pay taxes. You don't want to, go back to wherever you came from. Right? We don't need you here. You're coming to America. This is the terms and conditions of living in America. American people who live in America, make money in America, they have to pay us taxes. It's our country. We have a right to tell you the terms of living here. But if the Torah says to the Levium, you must house the Rotz Chumishkaga, you don't have a choice. So what are you going to say to the Rotz Chumishkaga? Pay us taxes or leave. You can't say or leave. The Levium are chayev to let these guys live here. So maybe you'll say is that the only time you have to pay taxes is when you willfully decide to live in a city. Those are the terms you're agreeing to by entering the city. But once you're forced to do it by the mitzvah, so maybe you'll say, now you don't have to pay the taxes. The Torah says, it'll be the Roseach has to live there. So it's ipso facto saying, don't worry about taxes. So that's what Rabbi Meryuda is saying, no, that's not true. They still have to pay taxes. And the mayor says, no, they don't. And that's Mahalikas. But I'm saying pshat. Interesting is, I don't know the answer to this question, but Rashi learns it's machlokas about rent. Do they have to pay rent or not? Tosus learns it's machlokas, do they have to pay taxes or not? So we have to see the Gemara about the reasons for this whole thing, but I don't know why they learn different. Like, I don't know, would Rashi say everyone agrees about taxes? Would Tosus say everyone agrees about rent? Like, it's just not, it's like they don't talk to each other. Like, usually Rashi says one thing, Tosfos says, oh, but how could Rashi say that? Blah, 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 blah. But everyone, of course, you have to pay rent. Oh, therefore I say it's talking about taxes. Or something like that, you know? It's just like they just explain the Gemara differently. And it's just not clear what do they say about each other's thing. You know? It's like there's no hints, no clues, no anything. It's just kind of you have to make stuff up if you want to learn the Mahloka. So I'm not certainly now on to make stuff up, but I don't really have any good thing good to make up even later, but maybe when we get to it. But it's kind of, you know, it's like a little bit, it's a funny type of a thing. It's usually good when you have enough focus to, like, if someone spells out what they don't like about the other position. Otherwise, they're just both talking about two different things. It's hard to. So well, I guess we'll keep in mind in the back of our head. We could go with Rashi as the working assumption that it's rent, but, you know, at some point it might be worth our while to actually, you know, to consider it a little more, you know, to consider Rashi. Okay, I'm just making you aware of the fact. Okay, are we good? So let's look at the Gemara now. So the Gemara is going to take up the Smachloka. So in general, it's a good practice if the Gemara, I think, if a Gemara explains the Machloka, so then don't start trying to define it just in the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to explain to you what it's based upon. So, you know, you're like handicapping yourself by ignoring the facts of the Gemara. So the Gemara explains it. Amar Rav Kahana. Machlokas v'sheish. So the question is, which Ari Miklat are we talking about? Are we talking about the 6 or the 42? Again, the 6 cities are Ari Miklat proper. Then the other 42 are cities of the Levium, which work as Ari Miklat. They function for Ari Miklat. But it's not their, like, primary identity. That's the one thing we said last week. Okay, and it seems like pretty clear from the second that this is going on. You want to say, what are the Ari Miklat? It's the 6. There are 6 Ari Miklat. But the 42 are Ari Levium, but they are compared to the Ari Miklat in that they function in the same way as Ari Miklat function. Yeah. So Rav Kahana says the machlokas is only machlokas about whether the Rotschim has to pay tax, or about to pay rent, or to pay tax in Ari Miklat is only about these 6. The Mars of our one position holds Lachem, Leklita. Okay, so let's see what Lachem is. So, let's find the Pasuk here. So the Pasuk is in Bamidbar Lamed Hay. Bamidbar Lamed Hay. By the way, another important thing I would recommend when Gemara's quote second to look them up. Okay? And if you really want to, you know, see what's going on and give a svara about it, it's, you know, to just kind of trust the Gemara. Sometimes you get a context of what's going on from second. It's always a good habit. So it says, what does it say? Lachem. One second. Lachem. Does someone have that? Does someone have a fancy Gemara which tells you which pasuk it is? Okay, so it's like this. The Hikrisim Lachem Arim Miklat. Arim Miklat Yana Lachem. So the Ari Mikkel will be for you. Lachem, for you. V'nal shom ha-rotzeach, ma'ki nefesh v'shkaga. Okay. V'hayu lachem ha-arim ha-mikot. It'll be, it says it twice. The cities will be for you. For you to escape. For you to run away. For you to be protected. Lachem. So what does it mean the cities are lachem? They're for you. So Rasa says, one position of lachem, what does it mean for you? Laklita. For your protection. To be kolei, to protect you from the Yigal Adam. It's not just lachem. Umar Savar Lachem Lechol Tzarkechem. Lachem means for you, for all of your needs. Not only for shelter, for you, the total you, for everything, for all your tzrachim. Rashi. Macholik is b'shei shari migla. Lachem l'rotzchem namar. It's talking to the rotzchem. V'hayu ha-lachem ha-arim l'mikla. The cities will be for you to run away. So one position says it means that it's for you for shelter. Right? For shelter, that's it. Lachem l'mikla. And the other position says, no. Lachem means l'chol tzarkechem. For all your needs. But this pasuk is written by the sheish ha-arim, by the six. Avol be'arboim eshnayim, but by the 42. Everyone agrees you have to pay rent, taxes. Okay, and Rav Kahana is limiting the machlokas to the 6, not to the 42. 42, definitely, they do have to pay rent, taxes. Okay, that's Rav Kahana's way of learning. Machlokas says, by the 6, which are lachem, does lachem mean only for shelter, or it means for everything? Okay. Amar le Rava, Rava says to Rav Kahana, "Avadai lachem lechol tzarkeicha mashma." No. Definitely, lachem means for everything, for all your purposes. Okay, definitely. There's no question about that. Definitely, it's for all their purposes, and definitely in these 6 cities, you definitely do not have to pay rent. You don't have to pay these things. El Amar Rava. So what then is the machlokas? By the 42. Mar Savar v'aleihem titnu. And the Gemara, the pasuk compares the 42. It says, on top of them you give these 6. On top of the 42 you give 6. So it means it compares them. Kihanach l'klita. Just like those 6 are for shelter, so to these 42 are for shelter. Umar Savar v'aleihem titnu kihanach mahanach lechol zarkechem. Just like these 6 are for all your purposes, so to the 42 are for all your purposes. But by the 6, definitely you don't have to pay any rent. Okay? So again, that's Rava. Rava's learning by the 6, definitely there's no rent. There's no tax. Right? The machlokas is because lacham chol tzarkechem. Machlokas is. Now the Torah compares the 42 to the 6. Does it only compare it vis-a-vis the din of shelter, that it works for shelter? Or do you say it compares it across the board? Not only does it compare it for lachem l'chol for shelter, it also compares it lachem l'chol tzarkechem, and you don't have to pay any rent. Okay, but by the 6, everyone agrees according to Rava, that definitely you don't have to pay rent. Whereas Rav Kahana learned exactly the opposite. He says, by the 42, definitely you do have to pay rent. The only machlokes is by the 6. Right? Machlokes is by the 6. Okay, so 2 different ways of learning the machlokes. Right? Or is the machlokes by the 6 and the 42 everyone agrees there is rent? Or is the machlokes by the 42 but the 6 everyone agrees there is no rent? The limudim, just to review, the limudim are the pasuk says about the 6 cities that they're lachem. For you, the murderer. Does lachem mean lachem, and then it says lamiklat. Is it lachem for miklat alone, or is it lachem lechol tzarkechem, for all your needs, not only for shelter from not only for protection, but even for all your needs, even for your rent. The cities are there for your rent also.
And for all your needs, it could be for your rent.
But include also for your living expenses, for your whatever. Basically, you don't have to pay, you know.
How many you don't
all expense
pay.
Paid, garlic. You know? But I mean, it's not that telling. I mean, they don't really explain it. Just one person says, Lachem means this, and Lachem means that. I mean, it's not really It's grounded in Lachem, but it's not very. It doesn't give you that much information. But that Lachem is written by these sects. So that's by the sects. So that's one way to learn the Machlokes instead of Kahana. That's the question. What does Lachem mean? Right? Rava says, no. Everyone agrees Lachem means Achol Tzarkeichem. Lachem means it's for everything. No rent, no anything, all expense paid. That's Lachem. That's a Pasuk by Bar Mikra. Now the Torah compares the 42 to the sects. Is the comparison fully across the board? They're 100% equal, or is the comparison only vis-a-vis this one function of protection, safety? But it's not vis-a-vis the other stuff. So that's the way Rava learns Machlokas. The question of like the scope of the comparison. Like Rava's Machlokas is like, it's about the scope of the comparison of the 6 to the 42. Rav Kahana, the Machlokas is about Ari Miklat themselves. You know, what they provide for the Rotzeach. There are like two different ways of learning the question. Let's clarify. There's two machlokes in here. This is what's confusing. There's a machlokes tanaim, that whether they have to pay rent or not. That's Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. They have to pay rent. And then there's a machlokes amoraim, which cities are we talking about? Where is this machlokes? This machlokes is only by one, either the 6 or the 42. That's what the amoraim are arguing about. Where are the tanaim arguing? Are they arguing by the 6? And the 42, everyone agrees you have to pay rent? Or are they arguing by the 42, but by the 6, everyone agrees you don't have to pay rent? Because one position holds that the 6 is a given. One position, one amora, Rava holds the 6 is a given, that definitely you do not have to pay rent.
Awesome.
And then the machlokas is about whether you carry that property over to the 42. Okay? Whether the 42 also don't have to pay rent? That's all one shita. That's Rava.
Okay.
Rav Kahana says, no, forget that. The machlokas is by the 6, whether the 6 is they have to pay rent or not. But everyone agrees that you don't carry over to the 42. Even if you're willing to say the 6 you don't have to pay rent, that doesn't carry over to the 42. So there's just two different ways of, you know. So that's a good point. Yonah's making a good point. That the first place to start would seem to be about the 6. That's a more basic question. The 42 is what do you learn the 42 from the 6? Right, but that's already like a second set, level 2 type of question. The primary question is about the 6 themselves. To do the 6, do you have to pay rent in the 6, or do you not have to pay rent in the 6, right? To start defining whether you can compare the 42 to the 6, if we don't understand the 6, it's going to be, we're not ready for that yet, right? So first we have to understand the question about the 6. Once we understand the question about the 6, then we could talk later about whether or not 42 should, you know, should carry over, should not carry over. But a more basic question is the question about the 6. Does everyone see that? Okay. So the question now is, we're going to focus. We're limiting our scope here. Okay. It's important to do this stuff, because, you know, it's as far as following steps ends up being, you know, more grounded. So what's the machlokas? We want to define the machlokas in the 6 cities. Gorseach goes to Ari Miklat. Does he have to pay rent? Let's say Rashi. Does he pay rent? Does he not pay rent? Do you say, the pasuk says, Lachem Lemiklat, it's for you to escape. So escape. Don't say, what about rent? The other side says, no, Lachem means Lachal Tzarkeichem, for all your needs. Even rent. Right? So what do you guys think about that question? I mean, how would you just analyze that question? Is there any problems, questions on that? We're trying to define it. Is there any problems or any questions? Good, I think it was right. It's on the surface, you have to explain why you should say he doesn't have to pay rent. Right? I mean, the simple pshat is, if you just read the pasuk, Lachem, right? Lachem, Lemiklat. These cities are for you to run away and to be safe, right? So now what would you say? Do I have to pay rent? What would you think? Just ask someone who asks you that question. The guy goes the first day to Ari Miklat and he says, oh yeah, where's my house? Do I have to pay rent for it or is it free? What would you say? Say, of course he has to pay rent. Why should he have to pay rent? Right? I mean, he's living in the city. It's not his house. The Levium actually own the place. It's a city. So why would you say he doesn't have to pay rent? This is his new house. He's going to just get free rent? I mean, on the surface, I think it has to be explained what the sense is that he would be exempt from rent. Right? Sounds like a little bit of a funny thing. He gets a free residence for life because he's in Ari Miklat. I mean, where does that come from? And the pasuk just says, Lachem, L'chaim, l'chaim just means l'chaim l'miklat. It doesn't necessarily l'chalter keha. Where does that come from? I mean, the pasuk p'sukim is saying, if you're the kandais of p'sukim, it's definitely saying, while you'll harem l'chaim l'miklat migoel. Right? V'lo yama sarot sayach. I don't know, the whole idea is these cities are for you to run away. And all of a sudden you get a free rent. Where does that, it just sounds like, the pasuk doesn't say that. It just says l'chaim. L'chaim is very vague. It just means it's for you to run away. And the whole idea sounds to be like a stretch. Right? So I think that has to be, it's like a problem. I think we have to explain, instead of just defining the machlokas, which you could try to do, sometimes if one side is especially difficult, like the hard to understand where it's coming from, so it's like easier to try to answer a pointed question than just to try to say, well, what's the machlokas? What are they arguing about? You know, you have like a problem. But what's the, something else, something's going on here. So a problem could help you, you know, if we can answer that question, we can maybe get ourselves into the machlokas a little bit. Point. So someone's suggesting maybe the idea is, it's an interesting idea. They're saying, like, look, in jail, you're going to force the guy to live here and in jail, and then you're going to force him to pay rent? That's just not right. Come on, he doesn't want to be there altogether. Now you're going to force him to pay rent? So it's like you exempt him. It's like an exempt. It's like you're saying, it's like you're exempting him because it's like a stinky way to live anyway, so we're not going to force him to pay rent.
But after all,
what Jiggy's trying to say is that, like, l'chaim, he's saying is when you go to jail, it's like, look, everyone in the world pays rent. But here, since he's forced to live like this, so the Torah exempts him. Right? It's not fair. We're going to force him to pay rent for a place he doesn't want to live, so it's like we'll give him, like, a bonus, like an exemption. Right? But what I'm saying is that, and Yonah's already saying, is that l'chaim l'chol tzarkeichem doesn't sound like it's an exemption. It sounds like a positive din that Ari Miklat is l'chaim for everything. So it's like a din, it's a positive about what Ari Miklat is. It's not so much that we don't want to force him to pay rent, because come on, after all, we're forcing him. As opposed to, it sounds more like a positive thing. It's a machlokas about what is the positive thing about Ari Miklat. Does it just give him shelter from, you know, from the Rotsayach? Or does it also give him l'chaim l'chol tzarkeichem? Everything, take care of all of his needs. Right, that's, I'm just saying, it doesn't sound like it's, I mean, you could just say, look, the real idea is an exemption, but it's just the limud is like, whatever, we don't go by the limud. You could say that, but it's, it would be better if we could have an idea which are the limud, you know. I'm not saying it has to be, you know, wrong. You could just say, look, the limud has nothing to do with the idea. But it would be smoother if the idea would come, if the limud would actually be pointing to the concept, to the halachic idea. Interesting. The psukim say, in the psukim, they're talking about the, you know, all the parshas about all the different lands that everyone gets. So it says, this is what it says, Elvim. It talks about the cities which they get. Right? And it says, Ve'esarim asher titnu Elvim, the cities that you give to Elvim, Es shesh arei hamiklat asher titnu lanus shama harotzayach. You give them the six cities that are there for the rotzayach to run there. They lay him titnu, and on top of them, you give them arba mishlayim here. 42. Kol ha'orim asher titnu l'vim arba mishmona here. So all together, there's 48 cities that you give to l'vim. So it's like, right? So it's like you give the city, it's like in the context of the whole parsha, these are the cities that you give to l'vim. Just six of them are for the rotzeach, but, you know, Ari Miklat, and the other 42 are the l'vim. But it seems like he's saying is this giving them all to, they definitely are all coming under what's given to the Levium. Right? But now all of these six are given to the Levium, now the Gukosiach kills, then it says, these cities are for you. So are they for you or are they for the Levium? So it's saying is, I guess one side saying is Lachem Machal Tzarkeichem. So Mark, you're saying is like, look, really the Levium are the Bailem.
Right.
But essentially, these cities are really for the Rotzchem. It's just like we can't have ownership by Rotzchem because Rotzchem are an undefined group of people. What are you going to say? This is passed down from one Rotzchem to another. I mean, the Rotzchem aren't really a defined group of people. It's based on an event. So you're saying it's owned by the Levium, but when a guy is a Rotzayach, so it gives him a right to enter in, and it's like his to take to usurp the rights on the city, the rights on a small part of the city. It's really, the city's really for you. It's just like the Levium are almost like the Bailim, like by default. Like in absentia, like the Bailim or the Levium are the ones who get it. Right? There's no one else to be there, so the Levium are the ones who get it. But essentially, the cities are there for Rotzchem. So the moment the Rotzach goes there, then he goes there. Whereas the other side you're saying is, no, the city is really a normal Levium city. It's like 40 cities. Just has a special function of Lanas Shama Rotzeach. So it's just a function of going there for shelter. So you're going to go to the shelter farm, but it's the Levium city. I mean, it's like, is it really like essentially a city of the Rotzcha Mishgaga? It's just that the Torah couldn't give them bailus because there's no group, but so to give the bailus to the Levi. But since the essence of the city is Lachem, so it means essentially once you go there, you have full rights as if it's yours. Or you say, no, it's nothing to do with rights of yours. The cities are really cities of Levium, it's like anything else of the 42 cities. It's really the same. It's a question, are they really, how different are they than the cities of the Levium? First sheet of learning is like they're totally different. The 42 Levium cities are really their cities. The six, those are really for the murderers. It's just that practically it's given under the guardianship of the temporary guardianship of the Levium. But everyone, it's good. Everyone agrees about the 42, though, according to this, which is what Rafana says. The 42, definitely. So let's just sort of put it together. I mean, this is Mark's study as well here. That how do you look at the Ari Mekla? The Levium are given 42 plus six cities. Okay, so he's saying is everyone agrees the 42 cities are they're cities of the Levium. Period. Levium get a ride in a land. Where's their lands? 42. They're 42 cities. The question is, how do you understand the six? Because the six, on the one hand, the Torah says the six are also the Levium's. On the other hand, the Torah says the six are Lachem for the Rotzeach Mishkaga. So how do you learn? Do you say that the six and the 42 are essentially the same? Essentially, they're all the 42 cities for the 48 cities for the Levium. They're all cities of the Levium. They get 48. And it's just that six of them are designated for shelter. Even though they have full ownership, but these six are designated for shelter. But it's their cities. They can rent it out. You want to come there? You have to pay rent. You have to pay taxes. Essentially, they're, in terms of bailus, they're the same exact as any of the 42. There are 48 cities that the city of the Levium have full bailus on, and the only thing is that there's the designation of the six vis-a-vis the shelter. That these are cities that are designated for shelter. But it has nothing to do with anything else other than shelter in terms of payment, so they have to pay rent, just like anyone else. Because the six are different than the 42 in terms of designation. The six are they're essential definition is cities of shelter. And the 42 are essentially not cities of shelter. They just work that way. So in terms of the function of shelter, they're different. But in terms of bailus, that's in terms of the function of protection. But in terms of bailus, they're essentially the same. They're all 48 cities of Levium. The only difference is insofar as shelter. They're in these six, they're owned by the Levium, but their primary identity is cities of shelter. Whereas the 42 are owned by Levium and they just have like a function of shelter. So the difference is there's primary identity, then it works even without Das. If it's just a secondary characteristic, then it would, you need Das.
So that works out?
Right. Like, let's say, for instance, I don't know if jails are privatized, but like you could say, look, it's my jail. But it doesn't mean like, but it's used, its function is that it's a jail. So just because ownership and function are two different things. So saying in terms of ownership, essentially they're the same. The 42 and the 6 are exactly the same. They're owned by the Levium, 100%. They're the Levium cities. The Torah gave them, God gave them 48 cities. The only difference is, in terms of the function, they're different. The 42 are essentially designated for the Levium to live. And they're all owned by the Levium, but the 42 are designated for the Levium to live, but the Rotzeach going to have rights to get protection there also. But their essential designation is designated for the Levium to live. The 6 are essentially designated for Aramekla. Now, it's true the Levium could live there also, and they own it, but essentially that's its primary designation. Those are Mikloth, those are Levium. But that's in terms of designation vis-a-vis and has his role vis-a-vis protecting the killer. But in terms of ownership, they're all equally 48 cities. God gave them 48 cities and they have full ownership over them, full rights. If anyone wants to live in any of their cities, they have to pay rent. They have to pay taxes. Look, it's their cities. Right, that's one side. The other way to learn is know that they're different. The 42 cities is really legitimately their Nachala. They get 42 cities. The six, really, essentially, the six cities are Lachem, are really for the Rotzeach Mishkaga. God really wanted to have an Eretz Yisrael. There's Reuven, Shimon, Levi, everyone. Levium get their cities, and the Rotzeach Mishkaga should get cities. But you can't have Vilas, you can't split up the Nachala to this guy, this family of Rotzeach Mishkaga. There's no family. There's no family, it's a happenstance of person, so who owns it? So it's basically, it's given to the Levium, but the Levium have it as the, so to speak, the temporary is theirs as the guardians. They can live there in the absence of any Rotz Meshkaga. It's under their control. But it's Lachem. The cities are really for Rotz Meshkaga. So the moment there's a Meshkaga, he gets, takes in, he kicks the Levi out or whatever. He goes and gets the place. Because the cities really are the cities of the Rotz Meshkaga. They're not really of the Levium. The Levium are just like the temporary, you know, temporary protectors of the land in the meantime. The temporary whatever, the in the vile, the vile in absence of the real rightful owner. It just, it can't work through ownership because they can't have a share. There's no person. But essentially, once they go in there, it's lachem v'chotzer keichem. It's really like their cities. They're arim miklat. Yeah. Okay. So that's a good idea. Questions are these six cities, is it totally the cities of the Levium, like any other city of the Levium? Lachem means simply vis-a-vis the function of Miklat. They're designated to function for Miklat. Levium is taking away from them the rights. Levium can't say we want to make it into a country club or into tennis courts, or they have to make it into a Miklat. So Torah is designating it. These cities are forced to function for Miklat, period. That's their primary identity. But in terms of ownership, it's totally Levium's. So they could charge rent like anyone else charges rent. What do you say the Lachem is basically saying is it's not really the Levium cities. It's taking away, it's saying the nature of their bailus on these cities is really, it's like a very limited bailus. It's more of like a stand-in bailus insofar as it's Rotz Meshkaga, but the cities are really Lachem. They're cities for the Rotz Meshkaga. It's just they don't own it because there's no particular guy and he leaves and he comes, so, but he has full rights as if he is a Baal. The moment he's there, he has full rights like a Baal. It's really a city. The Levium's nature of their place in that city is totally as a stand-in for the absence of a Tehel Meshkaga. But the cities are Lachem. It's not just saying that. Is Lachem just a designation of the function of the city? Or is Lachem telling you in terms of really the rights of the city? That the Rotz can have rights in the city? Right? Is it they have rights of the city, or are they just decided functions for them? But it's not nothing to do with rights. Monetary rights. Let's leave this for tomorrow. I have a different svara also. So let's think it over, and then let's, what we have to do is once we do, we have to do this. We have to see if we, work on this more. If you have a different svara, or we can move on. And then the question is, it's good, by the way, in your svara, it's good. The 42 definitely everyone agrees about it. Because those 42 cities are definitely their cities. Right? They're definitely the cities of Levium. So the question then would be to turn to the other machlokas. Assuming the six really are Lachem Mechotzer Keichem, how do you learn the 42? It'd be hard to learn to carry a thing over the 42, I think. I mean, they say they don't have any cities. If you say that, it really means that, right? It'd be hard, but it doesn't matter. You could just say this is Rav Kahana. Rav doesn't have to be the same Svara. You know, you don't have to say the same Svara for Rav Kahana and Rav. You could say Rav is a whole different way of learning.
It doesn't have to be like in the same
ballpark, no. No, it doesn't have to be. That's Rav's thing. It could be that's just totally arguing, and it doesn't have to be now. Could be, but I wouldn't take it as a non-answer question all the way you learn Rav Kahana, because what about Rav? Rav is clearly disapproving of the whole way Rav Kahana is learning, so, Yeah, so I guess we have to see if we could, work on that also for tomorrow. Okay?